What is up, guys? Welcome to Do Good Movement. Our purpose here is to make a positive impact in our society through real life education. The movement comes into play when you guys share the content to help other people do good just like you. About that, wow. So to let you guys know, we film these shows a few weeks before they actually go live. And this week is the week our first show went live. And you guys crushed it when it comes to the movement. You did your part, and I'm so thankful for you guys. I have so much gratitude, so happy. I woke up the next morning just jazzed, pumped, and even more excited to go jump on today's show. It really shows me that we are going to make an impact in our society and that I have a big team willing to join the train and do this with me. This movement's for everybody, guys. It's not for me. It's for you guys. So remember that as we get to the end of the show. Today, it's just me, Dilly Dilly. That's it. We don't have a guest. So it's going to be sweet, impactful, and short. Today, we're going to talk about confidence. Big topic. I think this is going to relate and impact a lot of people. Now, we're going to talk about why is confidence important? Why some people lack confidence? And then how to build confidence if you don't have it today. Now, confidence is important because it protects you from others' opinions. Confidence also confirms that you will take action on anything you set your mind to. And it makes your self-promises true. Let me repeat that. Confidence confirms that you will take action on anything you set your mind to. And it confirms that your self-promises are true. Think about that. Now, some people lack confidence for a few reasons. One is they don't believe in their self. They don't believe they can do it. They might say it, but deep down inside, they're not confident that they can do it, right? Other people will let opinions from the outside world affect them. They'll start to believe those opinions instead of believing their core. And then thirdly, they let failure consume their time and their energy. They get stuck saying, I'm a failure. I can't do this. I messed up in this. I messed up in that. And they consistently worry about what can happen versus what they can actually go and do to go conquer. Now, let's get into some solutions here. That's what this show's about. Now, how do we build confidence? Well, first, guys, you need to believe that you can do it. And one way to do that is taking an account of everything that you have done. And to do that, the best thing you could possibly do is reflect. Think about all the things that you have accomplished. And I can promise you that all of you guys listening today have accomplished some really cool things in your life. You guys have got a job. You guys have started a family. You guys have opened up a bank account. You might have bought a car. You might have got an apartment. There's a lot of things that you have done, and you need to remember that. That didn't just happen to you. You guys built that yourself, all right? And if you guys don't have those wins, if that's not relating to you today, you need to go out and test yourself. You need to go build these small little tests to show yourself that you can do it. For example, tell yourself, I'm going to go to the gym Saturday and Sunday, and then go do it. That's a win. You just built confidence. You made a promise to yourself, and you kept your promise. Say you're going to go call a family member or a friend and tell them you love them. Go and do it. So start doing some of these things, even if they might sound easy, write it down, say this is what I'm going to go do, and then actually complete it. And that's going to make you believe the promises to yourself, which is most important, and that's what builds confidence. When you guys hear other people's opinions, and everybody has an opinion, there's good people out there and there's a lot of bad people that want to rip you down, they want to see you hurt. So don't let those opinions affect you guys. That's not who you are, and you should know that. Those opinions, you could go ahead and kill those with strategy. So when somebody has an opinion, don't react to that opinion. Don't give them your energy and don't show weakness to it. Strategically kill the opinion with your results, okay? And then love to fail. That's so important, guys. Failure is one of the best things that could happen to us as people, because we can learn on what to do for next time so we do not fail again. Now, if you're just failing and you start a new day and you don't reflect on it and think about what you can do, that is failure. But when you fall down and you learn how to get back up and for that not to happen again, that's called success, guys. That's not failure. So you need to change your mindset on how you look at failure. Love to fail because of what you can learn from it. Let's talk about some takeaways here. Now, what can you do? I told you that this episode is short and it's tactical. So now what can you do with what I just taught you? Write down your wins. If you guys are lacking confidence today, if you have some doubts in yourself, write down your wins. Put it in a folder, put in notes on your phone. And when you guys are feeling down, when you aren't feeling confident you could do something, go read through it. Read through all the things that you've accomplished. Read all the things that you have done. Go and test yourself. Just talked about that a second ago. Go set up tests and show yourself you can do it. Show that your self-promises are real and that you guys could stay true to them. And then write out what you have learned from failure. So create another notes tab or grab another folder and write out what you have learned from failing. So next time when you fail, instead of letting it beat you up, it'll be able to change your mind on how you look at it because you're going to say, oh, well, remember this last time I failed? Well, I learned this. So this is actually a good thing. It might be hard right now, but it's a good thing. And guys, confidence is so key in everything you do. When you guys could do this and you could build confidence, it is so powerful because anything you say you want to do, you're going to now do because you believe in yourself and you've shown yourself you could do it. That's right. And so this is one thing I take into my personal life. I'm very confident. I'm also humble, which is important to do as you become confident. But I am confident because of all the wins that I've stacked up. And I'm also confident that I'm going to do the things I'm going to do because of those wins I stacked up. So when I say I'm going to do something, I make sure I do it. No matter what it is, small or big, if I don't, when the real deal hits me and I lack confidence, that's when I could fail. So be confident, guys. Replay this episode. Take notes while you're listening to it. If you're driving in the car, if you're exercising, whatever you might be doing, replay this episode when you have some time sitting down to start writing down some of these tactical notes and then go be confident. I want to see you guys do good. I want to see you win. There's a lot of reasons why you should be doing good, and there's a lot of reasons why you should be confident and a lot of reasons why you should continue to win. All right, guys, do good.